Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Thank you.
And fourth meal?
A little layoff.
How about, yeah, that's a good idea. We all should. But how about this? How about a big shout out? A shout out to our friends over at Manscaped.
What?
Yeah. Cypher.
Listen, I love Manscaped. Why are you bringing that up at fourth mealtime?
Because we have a new sponsor with the program. It's
Thank
Manscaped.
You.
Yes.
Thank you, Manscaped.
Exactly. The St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers. I'm talking about the Lawnmower 5.0. This is the part where Sife's going to get mad at me because I already have one.
Oh, you got one?
I got one.
Did they send you one?
They did.
You didn't tell them you had a co-host.
I just didn't get there yet. Would you?
Okay, look.
Wait.
I'm a fan of their products.
Go ahead.
I've been hoping for one day for them to sponsor one app. So that I could also be part of the Manscaped family.
Right.
Let's say I wanted to buy one. What would I use as a promo code?
Right. Oh, if you were, right now, until we get a new one, the code is Peter. And that's going to get you, Sife, listen, you go to manscaped.com, you punch in that code Peter, that's going to get you 20% off and free shipping. 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped. And I'm telling you this right now. Unlike Sife, I didn't know I had an interest in the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. Yo, that thing, bruh, it is smooth.
Smooth, baby.
No. You know the really sensitive part where you're like, do I even risk trying to do this? Because it could be bad. Sife, with the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0, you can just casually hit that area and not even worry. There's no danger. You're not catching a nick, okay? It is a life-changing experience. And as you can tell, Sife very much wants to get one. So go support our friends over at Manscaped since they're supporting 1UP and use the code Peter at manscaped.com.
You're feeling fresh. You're feeling fresh.
What?
Okay, just wondering.
I might try to get laid tonight.
Oh, easy.
Hey, yo. Speaking of night, a couple of nights ago, did you happen to tune into the Oscars?
I did not. Wait, hold on 1 second. I just want to say something. There's three 1UP fans, right?
A total?
No. Three groups. There's the 1UP, the 1UP overall fans. Then there's the fans that lean Sife. And then there's the fans that lean Peter. I want all my fans that lean Sife to, how much eye rolling did you do when you found out what the promo code was for our joint sponsorship?
It's not my fault, though. It's not, you don't.
No, it 100% is your fault. It's only your fault.
I didn't have this conversation.
What do you mean?
This is a friend of ours who created the relationship with Manscaped.
And then you say, well, I'm not doing it until the promo code is changed. We can't do it until the promo code is changed. How hard is it to change a promo code?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just telling you, the Sife leaners, the leanbacks, they're rolling their eyes because this is the shit that always happens since 2007.
Let me tell you something right now. You know what? You guys are right. Rosenberg bringing in the business is what happened since 2007. You guys are absolutely right. But just know that we will get a new promo code because, truth be told, I didn't find out what the promo code was. I just had the copy. And then I hit up my boy Kyrie and I go, hey, by the way, what's the promo code I'm supposed to use here? And he said, Peter. And I said, oh, can we make it 1UP? He said, it's too late for this week. Just hit Peter this week and then we'll see what's up and change it. And I said, okay, let me just do it.
The backlash of eye rolling that just hit me.
You know, fuck those people, the Cypher Sounds people.
I love my people listening right now going, yo, this guy, he never stops, man. He never stops.
The same people rolling their eyes and they, you know what they're also saying? Fucking Jew. Fucking Jew. That's that. I mean, am I wrong? Yeah. Is it possible?
It's possible. Are they wrong?
Well, no. Yes, because that would imply I wouldn't be sharing the money. The money's all going to get shared. I didn't know what the code was. Now,
I'm going to guarantee, I just want to guarantee the Sife leaners, I want to guarantee that I'll never see any paperwork of accounting of this whole situation. Well,
it depends. If there's only one episode of it, then you're right. If it's only this one, you might be right.
I didn't see the Oscars. Anything hip-hop happen?
Oscars, I just want to give a shout out to Mark Ronson. He did the, Mark had the Ken, I'm Just Ken live performance. Yo, Sife.
Nice.
I'm going to see if it's up there. I wonder if we can watch it. You didn't watch it? Yo.
Shout out to our good friend Mark Ronson.
They bodied this performance, bro. They really.
I don't even know who is this. I don't even know what this is.
I'm Just Ken. It's the song from the Barbie movie. Are you familiar with the Barbie movie?
I only know Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice or something like that.
You don't know any of the other songs though, because you haven't seen the movie.
No. Is it a rap song?
No, it is not at all a rap song. It is the song about Ken. You know who Ken is in Barbie?
Who's performing it? Ryan Gosling performs it?
Can you hear?
Yeah. Shit, he's a good looking guy.
And he can sing.
He always can sing.
I didn't know.
Bro, he was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I have feelings.
Hey, there he is. Open shirt Ronson.
Driving me insane.
He's wearing the pirate shirt from Seinfeld.
All my life is definitely Gucci.
I'll sleep alone tonight. I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be a take. Is it my destiny to live and die?
So, Cyberoka, you haven't seen the movie. And not like it, I won't give a whole explanation of the movie, but the main
point. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? You got to spoil Barbie on the WANAP podcast?
Well, I just say it helps you understand why this is a dope performance, how they included all the guys all being Kens. So go ahead.
What? Why?
I'm just kidding.
Well, the point is the Ken doll is like, you know, it's nothing, right? It's sort of like a representation of, it's sort of a criticism of men in general and the patriarchy in this country in general. But like in the end, what made Barbie good, I know there's some people who hate on Barbie, don't think that shit. I thought it was a really good movie. But particularly the Ken character, even though he is part of this patriarchy and he's shit in a lot of ways and stands for nothing, what made Ryan Gosling good is there's still heart in there. You still sort of feel for this pathetic robot Barbie man.
Sue's a friend. What will it take for her to see the man behind?
I didn't know he could sing like this, though. Handsome man. Bright pink suit.
Bro, he gets it. He was with Justin, Brittany, and Christina Aguilera.
He was?
Yeah. He was in that whole crew.
My wife is nodding her head like, you didn't
know? Yeah, he was in that whole crew, and then he just happened to pop off with acting more, so he was like, fuck it, this is what I do.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Breaking the board like karate is... The faces of all the dudes performing are... Everyone killed it. And this part's dope. They just killed it here, man. And I have to imagine... I'm guessing a lot of part of this part is Mark Seif. You'll see where it goes.
And then Mark Ronson produced the song?
Yes. And wrote it.
Fuck. Make sure you have a diverse lineup.
There's
Make
Slash.
Sure you have a diverse lineup.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I can take. Is it my destiny?
Slash is Latino.
Slash Latino?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Where I see love, she sees a friend.
That guy just came and kissed him on the cheek and he almost started laughing. That's Greta, who produced the movie or directed it. Margot Robbie.
Who's that other short lady?
I don't know, but Margot Robbie, man, she's, I don't know if you know this, she's pretty hot. This ain't fucking hip hop. Watching some fucking Barbie shit, Jew and more. And then it ends with Mark in the middle with Ryan and Slash.
Well, Mark was like, yo, listen, when you come on stage, I gotta be right there, because otherwise I'm not in this.
Yeah, and like my guess is he didn't want to overdo it. Like, I'm not trying to do all, I think he's just playing bass, right? But like, he played instruments on it, he wrote it. So the performance was listed as Mark Ronson and Ryan Gosling.
Wow. And did he win the Oscar for that song?
No, I believe Billie Eilish won.
Oh, I love Billie Eilish. She has some big old chimichangas. Sorry, inappropriate?
The only thing that annoys me is you didn't even let me get to the part where I was going to go, what, really? Why do you love Billie Eilish? Even though I understand how you feel.
I'm kidding. Actually, she's pretty talented.
You're kidding about which part of it?
I'm kidding that I only love her because she has big chimichangas.
But all of those, it's not that you love her because she has big chimichangas. You love her and she has big chimichangas.
Right. Correct.
That's how I feel. Yes. That's exactly how I feel. She is a crazy star, though. Her and her brother are, that is a talented family. Reminds me of you and your sister in a lot of ways.
Her mom was an improviser.
Really?
Yeah, her mom was from the Groundlings.
I didn't know Billie Eilish's mom was from the Groundlings.
Mm-hmm. You don't know about improv, baby.
I mean, can we be honest? Compared to most people, because of being around you, I actually would say I know a lot about improv.
Facts.
I know more than, way more than most people. Facts. What else?
Was there any hip-hop in the Oscars? Was there any hip-hop in the Oscars at all?
Babe, was there any hip-hop related stuff in the Oscars? Any hip-hop.
I'm just wondering, just curious. All right, I guess not.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Was there
Questlove there? Was Questlove? Questlove is always around.
I didn't see Questlove.
Okay, he wasn't DJing.
I didn't even see Idris.
Did Eminem win something?
No Eminem. Did any rappers act in anything big?
Kid Cudi, Joey Badass.
No, Kid Cudi, no. Joey Badass, no.
Joey Badass won an Oscar, I thought.
Oh, for that, for the, he was
a couple
in
years
that,
ago.
He was in that short, that short that came out. Yeah, but you know, there's
Groundhog
something
else. Day, but with cop killings.
Exactly, but you remember, you know who produced that though?
I don't hear it.
You didn't hear the sound?
No. Where's your audio, man? Fix your audio.
I hate you.
Can you fix your audio ever?
Oh, actually, in this case, I can. It was produced by... Do you get it?
No.
Diddy.
No.
Okay, how about this? How about I said it was produced by Puff Daddy.
Oh, the movie was?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Now you hear
wait,
this.
Wait, was your audio not on your thing?
No, it was just my mic. It was just my shitty mic input.
Sounds better now.
I sound great now, right?
Yeah.
And now you can hear when I play things like...
Because I'm not involved.
You can hear it
clearly.
Now. That's so
clearly.
Good. Clearly. In the world of hip-hop, Syf, hippa to the hoppa. Do you know who, like, I follow John Caramanica from the New York Times. And Caramanica has a podcast with another guy whose name I'm blanking on, who I really like, another writer from the Times. And they have these, you know, on my feed, the clips of their podcast come up. By the way, in case you're wondering, the nerdy ass podcast from the New York Times that probably has even less listeners than us, I'm certain. If you're wondering, yes, it looks much better than our stuff. But they were talking about yeet. And I
What's
was like,
ye?
Yeet.
What's yeet?
Yeet.
Oh, yeet. Oh.
Yeah, yeet.
What's yeet?
I like how that changed it. Yeet is a rapper who, according to them, the way they were discussing yeet was like, yo, we have a new star in music. There's a star in our midst. His name is Yeet.
Well, where's Yeet from?
Yeet is from like the Pacific Northwest. He's from like Seattle or Portland. Maybe Portland.
Yeet.
Yeet. Okay. Billy, are you familiar with the music of Yeet, the stylings of Yeet?
I know who he is, but I've never listened to him. I just know he wears a mask.
He wears a mask.
He wears a mask, this Yeet.
Right?
You guys want to hear a little yeet? He's sure. hugely popular.
What are they saying about yeet?
Well, the reason I wanted to check him out is because they're like, the way they talked about him was just like, man, you know, we have a new star in our hands and his album's featuring every, he dropped back-to-back albums. That's the new thing, by the way. Do you know that?
No.
So this is happening. It's a thing. Remember the double album?
Yeah.
It was a thing. The double album was a thing.
I do know what this is. This is a content play.
The back-to-back album? Because like Kanye's about to drop Vultures 2 now.
Finally. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yo, I've been waiting for no weeks.
Yeah.
But not on DSP.
Oh, not on DSP.
Only on his website for 20
bucks.
Oh wait,
he's not streaming it?
That's what he says.
Only 20 bucks on his website.
I don't know if that's official yet. That's what he said.
Well, by the way, when Kanye says something's official, you guys know it can't change. He would never change his mind. Not the kind of guy
he is.
You
know the album Vultures is changing as we speak. It's a live album. It's just changing.
No, Syf. But this is Kanye West. I think if he says something, his word is bond, if you will. And his bond is word. Mm. I used to have a friend who'd say that. He'd be like, word is bond and bond is word. We're like, that's not, you just say word is bond. That's I'm pretty sure no one says bond is word.
No way it says that.
And Natalie just showed me something I already knew, which Syf's going to be super stoked about, which is that at one of the listening things for Vultures 2, Northwest, Kanye and Kim's oldest child, announced she's dropping an album.
She's dropping an album.
Elementary School Dropout. Yeah.
Fire.
Hot in these streets. So, wow, this looks like the cover to Real Late, this yeet. All right, here. Can you see Yeet, Syf?
I see a video, yeah. I see a paused video.
It's Tokyo?
I see the Empire State Building looking like a Rasta flag. Oh, that's the Eiffel Tower?
Nat, is this Paris?
Tokyo, babe.
What's that Eiffel Tower?
They have that little structure. It's Tokyo.
Oh, they have a fake one in Tokyo? Okay, sorry.
It's not a fake one.
Oh, it's another one. Oh, it's the other one.
It's a different one.
It's a different one, right. It's the alternate.
Oh,
remake.
Tokyo, yeah. That's the Tokyo Tower.
All right, let's check out Yeet. Yeet is huge with the kids. This is called Two Boomers... Two old motherfuckers watching Yeet for the first time.
Hey,
I know you say you love me. I know you think you're different. I know you think
you
get
there it is.
A lot of money, you ain't got no women. I know
there
you
it
say
is.
You got the finest crush, you ain't got no engine.
Is that offbeat style?
It's not even offbeat. Like what's, it goes beyond offbeat, though, Syph. It's like, to even say that it's rapping is like a major overstatement for what this is. It's just like, it's just... These are the children.
About four bats.
What?
Everyone's talking about him.
Four bats? That's yeah. Another artist?
That Drake signed?
I'm so old.
Four bats. Drake just signed him.
Four bats?
He's blowing up right now.
Shut up, Billie Jean.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Look,
I believe you. I just don't care. We're already how many artists that I'm not interested in can I have to listen to at one time?
Are we fine, the people listening, Juan Eppers? Are we fine with just like talking about Illmatic every once in a while? Just
shut up, man. Shut up, you and your old shit. Everyone trying to talk about Illmatic.
Is this four bats?
Nah, new Yeet.
This is Yeet.
Big Yeet.
Yo, Yeet's trash stash is crazy.
What's trash stash?
That like nasty mustache thing he's got going. Yo, this is just like the children of Travis. It's like the future. These are future's grandchildren. I like this one though. Sounds interesting. It's called Riot and Set It Off. You know what it is to me, Syph, with a lot of these new artists? It's like they don't need vocals. Like, maybe I just don't need the vocals. You know what I mean?
I saw a clip of Lil Yachty arguing with somebody, and he was like, yo, what the fuck? We just want to play some, like, dope beats and turn up on some shit. Like, we play some turn up beats, and, like, we just turn. And I was just like, yeah, I get it.
I guess you're right.
I get it. Yeah, it turns up your crowd. Like, yeah, I get it.
Here, this is Four Bats, Drake's new artist. It's called Act 3, On God, parentheses, She Like.
What? No, he's not Drake's new artist. He's Four Bats. That's it. We don't need to put him, you don't need to co-sign him with Drake so people, just that he's his own person.
That's right. You know what, Syph? You're right.
So let it play.
Here we go.
She Like. Boy, go find someone you love. Girl, I can't find no one cause you're the one I love. You don't understand. It's so hard to
stop. Pause. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're with your lady.
Mm-hmm.
You just came from an event. You're walking to your car.
Keep going.
And all these goons right here in this shot, mm-hmm. in this video, these masked up hooded goons run up on you. And they're like, oh no, we're about to get robbed and jumped. And they're like, can't put me back, don't want me back. What the fuck is happening?
I think this is...
What's happening?
Hold on. I'm going to see if it's the same person.
What is happening?
So this girl who I know, she posted a story like a month ago from this guy. I think it was him. And I was like, oh, this dude's voice is dope. But the video... Yo, this is an interesting sounding artist. Why he'd be in a room full of shirtless goons singing this, though, does not, I don't, why, I don't understand, I don't, why. Yo, it's like a parody. Seeing him in the room with the dudes all acting gangster while doing this. Yo, I get it. Yo, why are there so many dudes in someone's kitchen? What? This never looks fun. Like, why do people insist on doing this?
I don't know. Where, bro, even when I was in the mix, when I was at the highest high of my hip hop career, I never wanted to be in this.
Now, is it just my suburban upbringing that lets me not understand why you could have so many dude friends? Like, I've never had that many friends who would all get together at one time.
Here's another aspect of that. If you want to get into the hood mentality, right? Every story you ever heard ever from, let's just say the 90s, from the 90s on, and there's a big group of rapper with a big group of friends. How many stories have we heard of the dudes turning on you and you got beef with the dudes in your own crew and they stole from you and they fucked your girl? And it, like, when are people going to learn, like, these people are not your friends?
It's not.
These are not your friends.
Once you get outside of like six people, there, you can't be that close anymore. Like, you could have, how many people can you have that are truly your people?
Where is these people from? There's four bats. Billy, where's this guy from?
Billy. I see him looking
Billy
up.
Billy June.
He's looking up. The internet in Abu Ghraib is not great.
While we're waiting for that, I need you guys to understand Dallas. Cypher Sounds, the comedian. Hold on. Cypher Sounds, the comedian, will be performing this week, Thursday, March 14th, in Ontario, California, at the Ontario Improv. That's March 14th, headlining one night only over at the Ontario Improv. And then Friday, the 15th. Is that Friday? Am I saying the dates wrong? Yes, Friday the 15th, I'll be at Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego, California. So come on through to San Diego, Dago, California, on Friday the 15th, one night only in San Diego.
Real quick, guys, one more thing. We're in the middle of the episode here, not rushing our way out or anything, but I do realize we have not gotten you guys, you freebies, the freebies. We have not asked in a long time for anyone to go like and comment and thumbs up and all that. If you could do that and help us get our ratings and our traction up on those rankings and share the pod, like, add another comment. You already commented once, comment again. You already gave it 5 stars, give it 5 stars again. All of that stuff goes a long way if you enjoy it. If not, you can tell us to go scratch, as far as I'm concerned. But we would appreciate it. Sife, where'd you go? Sife? Sife's camera went away. I don't know if it was a joke or he was serious for some reason. Now, if you happen to be watching on video, you'll notice that I pulled up a Biggie tribute from 1998. Someone posted this in the Discord. And man, this Biggie tribute tape that Mr. C did.
What, new one?
No, it's from 98. It's the.
Oh, to answer your question, he's from Dallas.
We heard the first time. You didn't think you don't think I actually didn't hear you? Thank you, Billy. This was C's first.
That's from Tape Kings.
First
Tape Kings one.
First tribute to Biggie ever. A year later, or the first anniversary. And Sife, there was one song I heard that I really wanted to hold on.
Oh, I got to tell you something.
Hold on. You know this, Sife? Don't forget what you were going to say. I think it's Red Hot Lover Tone.
I think so, yeah.
I never heard this in my life. But hearing Biggie on How Many MCs? And he has a clean. C has this on vinyl. Thank you. And then it's Let's Get It On. So that one was called For My N-Words. I guess Red Hot Lover Tone?
Yeah, Red Hot Lover Tone. He was part of the Trackmasters.
Oh, well, so what were we about to say? You said I got to tell you something.
Oh, I was talking to somebody this week, Petey, comedian Petey Diabro. And he was like, yo, you know what's so funny? He was talking about March 9th. He was listening to Biggie, of course. And he was saying something about Hypnotize. And he was like, there was a certain line in Hypnotize that he didn't realize was so dope. And I was like, yeah, you probably didn't realize it because you never listened to Hypnotize outside of a club. You know what I mean? Like, Hypnotize is the song you listen to when you're at a party. Anytime Hypnotize, if I'm listening to the whole Life After Death, I skip Hypnotize because
as a DJ,
we play it all the time. It's the commercial single one. I skip it. So listening to it on a personal level in a car or in your house or whatever on streaming, you hear it differently. You hear the lyrics differently. So that got me talking about, you know, he's like, yo, Biggie only had 2 albums, but he was so great. Let's really break down how many albums Biggie had. Because people always compare, no, Tupac did so many albums. Tupac just made albums after albums after albums. He had so much music out. Biggie has, to me, I'm going to say 5 albums. I think Biggie has 5 albums of material. So you go and you break it down. Ready to Die, first album, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Then you got Life After Death, second album. Double album.
But by the way, Ready to Die even has, there's an alt version. Like, there are a bunch of alt versions of songs, too. Just saying.
With extra songs.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, there's a bunch of songs Biggie recorded when he was signed to Uptown Records under Puffy's A&R. And then Puffy left Uptown, took Biggie with him. So they started the process over, but they kept some of those songs.
Right.
Right? So there is a bunch of songs that could make up an album, right? And I'm not even talking about the posthumous album.
Born Again.
Born Again or whatever. I'm not even talking about that. But you can count that, but I'm not even talking about that. So you got Life After Death, which is a double album. So now we're at 3 albums. You got Junior Mafia, where it's not all Biggie, so I'm going to give him half the album. Then you got Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out. Biggie's on that. Biggie's on The Sun Don't Shine Forever, Victory. He's on Young G's with Jay-Z and Puff. And a couple other songs. Benjamin's is on there, I think. Is Benjamin's on that album?
Benjamin's, yes.
Benjamin's technically, that's how it came out, but it was out 2 years before that album ever came out. Mm-hmm. Then all the features, all the remixes, all the soundtrack songs, the unreleased songs, like the one you just played.
By the way, I just bought it on Discogs. Just did that while you were talking.
What?
I just bought the song. I found the vinyl, Red Hot Lover Tone, featuring M.O.P., Organized Confusion and Biggie. I just bought it. I never had it. I never heard this in my life.
You need it.
It's Biggie on how many MCs? And then there's going to be M.O.P. and Organized? I need this.
Too bad there wasn't a 45.
I know.
So, but all the if you put all Biggie's features together, it would be insane.
Insane.
Bro, you forget all the shit Biggie was on.
No, I
because
don't.
I remember
I think
like,
about it every day.
Like what the Panther soundtrack,
oh, yeah,
his verse on there is fire.
Yeah.
C's told me Biggie would go to the studio, like, hey, we want you on this soundtrack. Biggie would go to the studio, there'd be a bunch of MCs, and they're like, yo, who's gonna go first? Who's gonna go first? Biggie's like, I don't wanna be here. I'll go first.
Right, so I can leave.
Like, I wanna get the fuck out of here, smoke weed, fuck bitches. Why am I hanging out with a bunch of dudes in the studio? So he'd always just fucking go first. That's why he's first on Flavor in Your Ear remix. That's why he's first on the Panther soundtrack. He would just go in there and say, fuck it. So then you take Shaq, I Can't Stand the Rain, whatever that song was.
I wonder if he put that on.
Panther soundtrack.
Yep.
Fucking, the verse, the Shaq one is, he wrote the whole song. He wrote Shaq's parts. I made a version where I took Shaq off of it. It's just a dope Biggie song.
What, Can't Stand the Rain?
Then,
yeah.
Yeah. Then I took where he rhymed over the UFO beat on Junior Mafia. 1-2, y'all. We know we rocked y'all. Step in the realms of Junior Mafia. I took that verse, and then I took Jay-Z verse where he did that. He like kind of like did that song over, and I put them together and made a Jay-Z Biggie song. I be in my little lab, putting my shit together.
But you know what annoys me is I'm looking at this mix that someone was so kind to have put up. The Old School Collective put up this Biggie tribute mix. There's an incredible amount of songs you will had not have heard of on here, right?
Yeah. C had everything.
But I want to find this one. Okay, so the problem is whoever did this, he labeled the times how long each one played for instead of what time it's at.
Well, that guy's an idiot.
So, well, while we that appreciate you, what is wrong with you? So I want to try to get to, what is this? There's something listed here later called Benjamin's Freestyle 46. Let's try to find it. All right, this is the Michael Jackson, right? Yes, be happy. I'm close.
Yo, you know Biggie wouldn't let C's go into that session?
Really?
Yo, Biggie told C's, nah, you can't come and meet Michael Jackson. And C's was like, why? He's like, you know why.
But what does that mean?
Because you're a little kid.
No.
And you can't have little kids around Michael Jackson. That's swear to God. C's had to wait in the car the entire time.
No.
He wouldn't let him meet. C's was super happy to meet Michael Jackson. And Big said, no, you can't. C's, you know you can't come
no,
in
listen,
here.
No, listen. I'm doing it. I love him. He's a legend. But you got to wait in the car.
Yeah, you can't come in here.
And by
you
the way, based on the pictures I've seen from C's in those days, it was the right decision.
Yeah, he was a little kid.
Yo, before you know it, the entire Junior Mafia would have been living at Neverland Ranch. McCully and Kieran Culkin would have been in Junior Mafia. Yo.
Wait, was Kieran there too?
Yo, Kieran was hanging out too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's videos of them both hanging out. All right, here's Be Happy, the Michael Jackson, which didn't end up coming out until the Invincible album, I think, years later. How many more? Hold on. Oh, I still have a few more to get to. Let's see it. Okay, this is the Madison Garden.
My slow flow's remarkable.
Peace to Mateo.
Did I go backwards? What the hell did I do here? Oh, no, this is Be Happy. Hold on, that was Be Happy is the R. Kelly. What was the name of the Michael one I was playing before? Maybe the name changed because I don't see the name here. All right, let's keep going.
That came from Brooklyn, but this was one of the really true artists that always, no matter where he was, no matter...
No. There's like... What's this one?
Yo, this don't get enough credit, bro. That's Cream off Funk Flex album with the locks. Bro, that one don't get credit.
Yeah, why doesn't it get credit? It's amazing.
That big verse off the Cream beat is phenomenal, bro.
The aforementioned Shaq, You Can't Stop the Rain.
Oh, there's the Shaq one.
Yeah, remember when Hot 97 used to really be some? All right, all due respect, Shaq. Saif, I don't want to sound old.
Ooh.
All due respect to all the new artists we're talking about, but y'all ain't got shit. Y'all just a bunch of shit. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just a rap guy. The rap. Oh, I like, don't get me wrong. I enjoy your mood music. I enjoy your vibey mood music. It's nice. It's like Natalie likes to make at times, like when she's being creative, she'll like to play like backgroundy music. You know, it's like The Weeknd and like other kind of vibey because her room's dark and it has a light and she's editing photos. And like, I get that vibe too. But like, I personally like the rappity raps.
Yes.
And no one does it like that still.
Yeah, rap, rap.
Then he goes to You'll See. You'll see.
You'll see.
All right. Oh. Benjamin's freestyle. Mace? So this is just flex again. I can tell by that scratch, right? You don't need me, I don't need you neither. That's why my next flex gonna be a two-seater. And the things I do to you, don't leave you beautiful. And though you feeling F me, I'm feeling mutual. I whisper on the remix, I gotta see checks. Time is money, when you talk, gotta be quick. I don't see how y'all hating or even be with. Brothers riding in the Benz with only one V6. But I know how it is when you going to the bar. Brothers overreacting, knowing you a star. Got players, player hate, don't even know who you are. And go as far as leaving bullet holes in your car. When you from Harlem World, they never see your views. They wait for you to flop or be on BET News. All they see, 10 G's of Jews, these that are cruise. Being the underdogs, they can't wait to see me lose. Where's Biggie? All right, Mace, chill.
He's coming.
He's getting, I heard him on.
He's coming. No, you probably hate me because you ain't. All the world, baby.
Oh, he loves this verse. Laugh now, cry later. He loves freestyling with this fucking verse.
That verse, yeah. Yo, he nice.
Yo, you know what song? We know a Biggie feature I'm just surprised never went mainstream. I just think it would have. Cunt Renaissance.
Wait, what? That didn't pop?
No, it's weird. Crustified Dibs and Biggie, Cunt Renaissance. It just didn't do what I thought it would have done. Yeah, no, that could have been something.
Yo, Big just wouldn't freestyle, huh? He just was like, nah, I'll just do this verse.
I mean, he has some that are more like freestyles, but he did that verse a bunch of times.
But it was like, fuck it. This is off my album that hasn't come out yet. It goes over any beat because it's not formulated to like a specific melody. And I'll just...
But he did that same beat freestyle on
the Wake Up Show.
Sway and Tech. Yeah, yeah, where he over... Sadat X. He did it over the Sadat X beat. He did it over the Stages and Lights beat, didn't he?
I have it where he's rhyming over...
Hell on Earth?
Hell on Earth.
I feel like he also did it on Stages and Lights. Maybe that wasn't Stages and Lights. It was the same freestyle, but they switched to Hell on Earth. By the way, Syph, with my glasses, I see you for the first time in years.
That's your new thing? Your glasses?
No, I'm blind. I literally can now see.
That's good.
What do you wear your glasses for?
Just reading.
You have just readers?
Yeah. I mean, they're not readers. I probably should wear them more, but I just need them for reading.
But you only wear them for reading.
Yeah, they make me dizzy if I keep them on, like walking around.
Yeah, I fought through it because I knew I needed them. So now I can walk around fine. It's just shit in the distance is blurry.
It'll adjust if you keep it on, but I don't like it. My thing is, you know me, I'm paranoid. You can't get into a fight with glasses on.
No, and by the way, I need a second, at least early on. I need to take these off for a second, close my eyes for about 10 seconds, and then reopen to see like at least what my regular bad version is. Because when I just take these off right now, this is nasty. This is worse than before. But if I wait, give myself, 5 seconds to chill.
Put on some vibe music right now.
Put on some vibe music. Hey guys, we love you. We're going to go do a Patreon episode right now. We hope you'll join us.
Wait, I didn't ask a question.
What was the question?
Biggie has more than two albums.
Oh, in terms of, yeah, music. He really does. It's to judge him just on two albums is false.
If you judge Biggie on just two albums, I don't even take you seriously because I know you're not a Biggie fan.
You're not a Biggie fan.
You're like, well, he only had 2 albums. Then you're not a fan. You don't know about all this other shit.
I don't. I met someone recently who's like not a big Biggie guy. And I was like, you're not a big Biggie guy. I think it was the Rashid Chappelle.
It was what?
He was like, yeah, not a big, Who? He was on the Rashid Chappelle. He's a dope rapper from Jersey.
Oh.
And yeah. I had him on the podcast.
Well, from Jersey? Yeah, that mm-hmm. doesn't count. Jersey has different Tupac. Love they're for weird. Tupac. Yeah.
It's such a weird.
That's like a New York shitting on Jersey all the time. And then Pac represented for them. Jersey people are always weird with Biggie. There's a lot Even that love strange. Him. But there's a but weird thing.
Where did Biggie live? Where did Biggie live?
At the end, Jersey.
And by the way, who was he rocking in the car? Who was he rocking in the car?
Redman and Naughty.
I mean, so what the fuck are we talking about? He went from BK to New Jeruse, rocking Redman and Naughty. Why are we being weird?
Older my kid.
Let's go to Patreon.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, guys. Please come to my shows. Bring friends. Don't tell them you're going to go see your favorite podcaster. Just say you're going to a dope comedy show.
Good call. And also make sure you like, comment, review, all of that. If you're not going to sign up for the patreon.com/oneepislife and get another 45 minutes where I'm going to play Sife, the Republican response to the State of the Union.
What?
And much more. If you don't, listen, if you don't want that, I don't know what to tell you. But if you don't go to patreon.com/oneepislife, at least give us a like, comment, review, all that. We love you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.